from Home, written by Rosie Ayliffe and read by Anna Skellen. The two policemen arrived at around 10 p.m, just as we were thinking about turning in. The news they gave me was to destroy my world and take away my whole reason for being. But I didn't know that as I answered the door. In fact, I invited them in and offered them a cup of tea, as if they were friends. Wondering whether we'd left the garage door open again, I studied their faces. From their serious demeanour, I could tell that wasn't it. Maybe one of the dogs had gotten into the neighbour's chickens. They declined the tea and sat down. One of the men was incredibly young, while the other had a solid, reliable air about him. They were sitting on our new leather sofa, hemmed in somewhat by our curious dogs. Nancy the lurcher gazed in suspicion at the guy next to her, while Finn, our young bearded collie, peered up from the floor, occasionally offering a paw to the younger policeman, who was trying to ignore him. It could have been worse. Finn had been neutered a few days previously, but had calmed down considerably. Otherwise, as we reflected later, he would have been humping the guy's leg. My partner Stuart and I had bought our 1940s ex-council house after the owner had passed away. We'd already spent the best part of a year living in and out of a caravan on the drive, while Stuart knocked walls in, laid new floors throughout, replaced the kitchen, bathroom and all the doors, while I stripped off the 80s wallpaper, pulled up old carpets and removed 70s-style polystyrene ceiling tiles. The next job was to build an extension, an annex which we hoped my daughter Mia would use for her planned business venture of a day nursery for toddlers. We were happy with progress so far, but at this stage I was aware that things looked unfinished. The fireplace had no mantelpiece, and skirting boards weren't yet in place. What must these visitors be thinking of us, I wondered. But I saw that the police officers weren't paying attention to the surroundings. They both seemed shaken and subdued. There's no easy way to tell you this. Your daughter's been involved in an incident. She's been fatally wounded. It took me a moment to process this. You mean, she's dead?